the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump is continuing his three-day state visit to the UK on Tuesday. The giant orange balloon, shaped like Trump wearing a diaper, which the president complained made him feel unwelcome during a trip there last year, has once again taken flight outside the British Parliament as the second day of the president's state visit gets underway. Trump went nowhere near the balloon last time, but Bloomberg News' Alex Morales reports, despite his claim that he's seen thousands of supporters and virtually no protesters, the president's motorcade drove past the inflatable flying over Parliament Square on Tuesday on his way to visit Prime Minister Theresa May at 10 Downing Street. Thousands of people are expected to take to the streets of London on Tuesday in the biggest organized protests against Trump's visit. Protests will be led by the leader of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, who said Monday that it will give Brits an opportunity, quote, to stand in solidarity with those he's attacked in America, around the world, and in our own country, including just this morning, Sadiq Khan. Trump called Khan, the mayor of London, a, quote, stone-cold loser in a tweet Monday morning as he landed in London. Of course, Mayor Khan had something to say about Trump in return.
We disagree with him, surely, about his policy to ban Muslims from certain countries. Surely we disagree with his policy to separate children from their parents on the Mexican border. Surely we think it's wrong when he amplifies the tweets from racists in this country. And surely we should be saying, listen, you know, you do realize you're a poster boy for the far-right movement around the world, from Hungary to Italy, France to the UK. And also we should be saying, you know what, we think we face a climate emergency. We think you made a mistake walking away from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Will you think about coming back? Can we persuade you to come back? And I could go on. And my point is, Theresa May is so weak as a prime minister, and our government is so scared that it wouldn't say boo to a goose. And I think that's wrong.
As of this taping, the building crowds have set off on a protest march throughout central London. Crowds are streaming from Trafalgar Square towards the Houses of Parliament, where the Trump baby blimp has been flying. Signs reading "No to racism, no to Trump" are being waved by several protesters who are chanting, "Donald Trump's not welcome here." Several protesters are also waving EU flags and making clear their opposition to Brexit and Trump, which they see as aligned political forces. But the standout feature of the march this year is a 16-foot robot depiction of Trump sitting on a golden toilet and tweeting, which is being pushed along the route by the protesters. As it moves, the robot repeats slogans including, "I'm a very stable genius, no collusion," and "You are the fake news." Monday night was the big state banquet with members of the royal family. Twitter went into meltdown mode after photos of the first family in their ridiculous state dinner attire went viral. It is worth looking at. As for the tradition of gift giving, Prime Minister Theresa May presented Trump with a copy of the Atlantic Charter. Now, the gift raised eyebrows as it highlights the shared history of the United States and the United Kingdom as global allies after Trump rejected the idea of globalism. And after no red carpet awaiting Trump at the airport and no crowds lining the streets to welcome him, the Queen gave Trump her gift. An abridged version of Winston Churchill's Second World War in a tacky red and gold binding. Most observers viewed that as a very clever insult. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is part of Trump's reported 1,000-person entourage accompanying him on the trip. Before he left, Kushner sat for a rare interview with Axios' Jonathan Swan, who actually acted as a journalist asking follow-up questions.
Set off at least some alarm bell when you see an email saying that the Russian government wants to help.
Like I said, the email that I got on my iPhone at the time basically said show up at 4. I didn't scroll down. I never would have thought about that.
It had Russia in the subject line.
Again, I would get about 250 emails a day. And so I literally saw show up at 4. I showed up at 4.
Would you call the FBI if it happened again?
I don't know. It's hard to do hypotheticals. But the reality is that we were not given anything that was salacious.
And then there was this question.
Was birtherism racist?
Look, I wasn't really involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Like I said, I wasn't involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Look, I know who the president is, and I have not seen anything in him that is racist. So again, I was not involved in that.
Did you wish he didn't do that?
Like I said, I was not involved in that. That was a long time ago.
Planned Parenthood is back in a St. Louis courtroom on Tuesday in a lawsuit that may determine whether Missouri's last abortion clinic can remain open or whether the state will become the first in the country without one. And finally, it's been 30 years since the Tiananmen Square massacre. On June 4th, 1989, hundreds of pro-democracy demonstrators in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square were killed in a government crackdown. The anniversary will be commemorated around the world, but not in China, where not only is CNN silenced, but all mention of the massacre is censored. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.